Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Thanks for going to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. You got a problem, you got a challenge, you got an opportunity on any topic under the small business sun. Whatever's going on in your life, in your small business world, we got somebody who's helped us to explain that, how you can deal with it, how you can take advantage of it, or get rid of it if you want to, through all of our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. We've been building it now for almost 14 years. And John Audette is one of them, one of the originals, and he's still with us after all these years. And don't forget, when you get to my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage. John Audette, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the things that you need to be paying attention to when you're marketing your business. We just got through talking about Yellow Pages and how you should think about that in, with regard to shifting from Yellow Pages maybe over to more online activity. What about Facebook, John? Is that that really seems to be something that a lot of small businesses are having trouble finding the ROI in Facebook for their business?
You know, Facebook is kind of interesting. I've dug into that, and I've got a blog post coming out today in about 16 minutes about some Facebook stats coming from our company Facebook page. And it's astounding, the kind of activity and traffic that we are attracting to our Facebook page. It's starting to rival our website.
Huh.
And I'll give you a couple tips. One of the ways we built it up, first of all, is to make it professional. You need to develop a landing page for your company Facebook page.
Like a fan page?
A landing page. You know, don't bring people into your wall.
Right.
Bring them into a custom landing page. It's almost like a home page of a website.
Didn't they used to call that a fan page?
Maybe they call it a fan page, but I call it a landing page.
Okay.
It's a cover page. You know, there are lots of companies that'll do it for you for a couple $100. You can immediately put your business statements there. You can put links to your website there. It's a professional way to bring them into your site. So that's kind of like the first step. And then to promote your Facebook page, one of the most effective ways I've found is absolutely free, and it's a great thing to do when you're watching TV. The dumber the show, the better. And there's at LinkedIn, which by the way I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
At LinkedIn, there are a number of groups, and some of these groups are right in our wheelhouse. You know, you and I are members of the Small Business Tribe,
right?
And there are a number of groups that are tribal members, and there's one, I think it's called the Small Business Community or something along those lines. I mentioned it in today's blog post. But they started a program. They said, come on in and like our Facebook page, and we'll like yours in return. And this thing has gone really viral. And I've kind of worked at it, and I've gone to all these pages and just simply liked them. I've liked them with our company page, and
right.
I've liked them personally. And they've returned the link.
But is that really is that really creating business? I mean, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here a little bit and take the side of some of the people who are cautious about this. You know, how is that turning into business? If I like your page, you like my page. How does that turning into the cash register ringing?
As soon as you like that, then when I put something on my wall on my business page, like, for example, I put up a notice of a blog post that I just posted. It goes up to that entire network now that, to the news feed
mm-hmm.
of all my likes, all my network, and then they spread it as well. And so, I mean, it's really increased the activity of our blog. It's really increased our exposure, and it's really increased our ability to relate and have a discussion. And we end up having discussions right there on the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
rather than the blog page sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to get calls now for business from all over the country, from North Carolina, from
But if you're,
Michigan,
but see, you're a word merchant. You're an idea. You're a thought leader. And so that's your inventory. That's your product. What about somebody who sells shoes or socks or cans or cars? Well, how does it convert for them?
I think it's a way to just increase your exposure more than anything else. And wherever you can increase your exposure.
So it might be more marketing than advertising. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so much call to action as it is brand awareness, so making people aware of you.
It's brand awareness, and it's a way to build your relationships, get people talking about you and
right.
so on. Now, you can, of course, use it for advertising and call to action by advertising on Facebook.
But you have to, an advertiser. But if you're trying to do that inside of the relationship building, it gets tricky there, doesn't it?
Well, the advertising goes across their network, and it's a lot like Google AdWords,
right.
Except right now I happen to think it's a better buy because their rates are cheaper, the bid prices are lower. And I'll give you one little sneaky backdoor way to even build some brand awareness, and that's develop a bunch of ads to run on Facebook and find one that gets the very lowest response. And you only pay, remember, when somebody clicks on that ad.
Right.
And so run that ad, and I've gotten a million exposures with our big 406 logo and so on for a couple $100.
Wow.
Because I've had such a poor responding ad, nobody clicked on it, so it didn't cost me anything. Facebook's not quite as I suppose Google probably would have pulled that for non-response, but it
right.
was a way to get some awareness. So that's kind of an odd way.
This is what you do. You help companies work these things out at 406, don't you?
Exactly. We want them to maximize the return from their efforts in their marketing.
Give us your website, please.
It's 406strategies.com.
Check it out. Quick break, Tin Till. More of this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.